We are at the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah Yud Gimel Shulchanos Hayu BaMikdash. There were 13 tables in the Mikdash, like we saw in the first Mishnah. Ches Shalshayish, the Beis HaMizbechayim. There were 13 of them, Ches Shalshayish BaBeis HaMizbechayim, which were made of glass, marble. Excuse me. And they were in the Beis HaMizbechayim, the place where they would cut up the meat. And the reason it was made of marble is because once the meat was cut up, they didn't want the meat to warm up, because lest it become moldy and so on, it would go off. And therefore they wanted a cool surface, hence it was made of marble. Shalem Edichem
Esakibayim.
Excuse me?
You only just joined me in. Where are you holding?
Oh, apologies. We are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, a few lines down. That upon them they would wash the innards of the karbanis. Ubeis b'marav hakevish, and two of them were to the west of the ramp. Echad shel shayish ve'echad shel kesef. One of them was made of marble, one was made of silver. Al shel shayish nesmin esayvarim. So again, bearing in mind what we just said, the marble was used when you already had eviscerated meat in order to ensure that it would remain cool. So the one of shayish you would place the evarim. The al shel kesef clay sharis. They were every day they would take out 93 clay sharis. So they would place that on the silver table. No concern to have a table made of metal. Ubeis b'ulam, there were two further tables inside the ulam mibifnim, Pesach Advir, meaning which opened up to the Heichal. Echad shel shayish, one again of marble, the Echad shel zov, al shel shayish neisim lechem aponim bechnisasei, the one made of marble, they would place the lechem aponim when going in. And the golden table, they would take out the lechem aponim, which they took out, which was coming out, it would go on a golden table. Why is it that they would have a golden table for the lechem aponim, which would go out? The reason why is shamalin b'kodesh v'lo meridin. Because the halacha is you always have to go up in levels of kedusha. And being that, next line of the Mishnah, Echad shel zav mibifnim, sha'alav lechem aponim tamid, and being that the one inside was where the lechem aponim was, so now when you take that lechem aponim going out, it needs to go on a golden table, so that it shouldn't be considered that you are going down in levels of Kedusha. And so if you look at the Kavanah, the three lines down, shamalin b'kodesh v'leim eridin dekeven shesilku mi'al ha'shulchan shel zav, the one inside, eim eridin esoy l'anicha b'shel kesef. So even though perhaps we wouldn't have done that otherwise, right, nevertheless, that's the reason why it was made of gold, so there wouldn't be a problem of being meirid b'kodesh. Now, that is our Mishnah, whereas the Brisa says, tani al shel kesef. I mean, our Mishnah says it was made, there was one inside which was of shayish and one of kesef. The Brisa says, Tani al shel kesef. You look at the first, Tiklan Chadatin, Tani al shel kesef, Ho de Tani b'masnis and al shel shayish b'chnisasoi, Tani b'braisa al shel kesef. It says it was made of silver. And the Komak Mishapir, Avi Milan b'kodesh, Mikasel Lazov, so you go from silver to gold. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Hananya Matiba b'shem Rabbi Yechanan. I'm going to go with the Girsa of the Gra. Less can shel shayish. I mean, why does the Brisa say you used silver and not gold? Less can shel shayish. We don't use the shayish ibnei shehu makarer, because that would cool off the lechem upon him. If you look at Agoyis Agra, he says v'achi perushay. Why didn't the Brisa say it was made of marble? Kamebu Masnis and Vainu Levisha Shayish Mikarer. Kamebu Sipakamadayuma, Amaidu Hafik Achas Alaritzpa. If a Kohen Gadol would get sleepy, we would tell it to stand barefoot on the Ritzpa Shal Shayish. Velechem aponim tzach shiyechama. Velechem aponim always needed to be hot. Therefore, says the Brisa, it was made of metal, It was made of silver, and this way it would remain hot. Frag the Gemara one second. Lo yikein toni ze'er min anisim shnasi v'beis ha-miknes shekeshim shahayim enichem yisei'chayim kachayim reitzin yisei'chayim shneim alasim lechem cham b'yeim hilak chay. That didn't the lechem upon him, didn't it miraculously stay hot? In which case, why the necessity to have a table which is made of metal to keep it hot? And that we say, Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar, Ein Maskirin Maisa Nisim. You're right, there was such a nes, but nevertheless, we're not going to lechatchila be semech al nes, and therefore we place it on a table which is made of metal, and this way it will facilitate and it will aid to ensure that it remains hot. Good. Correct. Correct. The same reason applies to the basa, why we put it on marble tables in order to ensure that it's not masriach. Correct. Bon kumi Rabbi Ila. They asked the question in front of Rabbi Ila. Lo ya yisham lechem maolanichay l'shabbos haba. So if there was no bread, if there was no bread, are they allowed to be meniach the lechem upon him for the following Shabbos? If you look at the Karbon HaEdah, it's about 7-8 lines down, Lehayasham, and you go down a further 5 lines, second word in, Inami, this is the way he learns the Shaila of the Gemara, as does the Pnei Moshe and others. Lo Hayasham Lechem Larech B'yem HaShabbos. There wasn't new bread to place on the Shabbos. Ma'olaniach HaLechem HaRishon, last week's bread, which has already been on the Shulchan for a full week. Ma'olaniach HaLechem HaRishon Al HaShulchan Sharei Lo Yiskal Kol Gam B'Shabbos Haba Miu Posalu Mishum Lina. Lamaisa, once it's been there for a week, it's supposed to, you're supposed to change it. But if you don't have yet the new bread to replace it, can you go ahead, perhaps pick it up and be meniach it again, even though it is possible? Ma'olaniach HaShabbos Haba. Amr Eloi, and he said, Ksiv v'nosata al ha-shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid, lechem panim afilo pasul. Even if it's pasul, the main thing is there should be lechem on the table. Good. Now the Gemara gets into a discussion about, we're going to see in Sukkim that Bimei Shlomoi, the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo HaMelech, which was much larger than the Mishkan, so there were 10 shulchanais and there were 10 menorahs. And the question is exactly where were these shulchanos and these menorahs placed. Now we know, in general, that the menorah needs to be on the south, in the south. And the shulchan is supposed to be in the north. The Gemara says, Aritza lahachkim yadrim, if the person wants to lahashir, then yitzpain, because where the menorah was in the darim, and the shulchan was in the tzafin, one connected chachma, one connected ashiris. So the place of the menorah must be in the south, and the place of the shulchan must be in the north. Now, basically what's going to happen is we're going to make a cheshbon about the measurements of the shulchan and the menorah. The heichal was 60 amos long. 40 amos were taken from the kodesh, and another 20 amos of the kodesh hakodashim. Now, if we're putting 10 shulchanes and 10 menorahs somehow in the heichal, we need to make sure that all the menorahs are on the southern side, and all of the shulchanes are on the northern side, because if some of them are, but you know, based on the measurements, we're going to basically see that they were 2 amos wide, in which case that already, in the times 10, is going to be, it's going to take up a great distance. So we're going to see as to exactly where these things were placed. So, says the Gemara like this: Asara shulchanes asa shleim. The Chasid Yas shulchanes asara vayonach behechol chamishin yamin vehei mismol. Now, in Tamar, chamisha bedarim vehei v'tzafan. If you say 5 will be in the south and 5 will be in the north, va'aleina shulchan kasha ela b'tzafan. The shulchan has to be in the north. Shneimar v'asa shulchan titan al tzela tzafin. So ma'atamad leimah chamisha miyamin v'chamisha mismol. So what does it mean? 5 to the right, 5 to the left. Kind of like if you imagine, if you walk in into the heichal, you're walking in from the eastern side, and if it's saying 5 on your right and 5 on your left, you know, so the right hand side is going to be the north, And the left-hand side is going to be the south. And we're saying, well, put five shulchanos on the south. Can't do that. That doesn't work. So so how are we going to explain this? So, ma'atam alei mechamishim yamin. Mechamishim yismail ela. Chamishim yamin shulchanos shel Moshe. Five were to the right of Moshe's shulchan. Chamishim yismail ela. And five were to the left of Moshe's shulchan. Afapiken loy ayim esada ela. Nevertheless, the one that they were actually misunder the lechem on was the one of Moshe. Shenemar Shulchan Asa Asher Olov Lechem Aponim Lashon Yachid. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Omer Al Kulanayim Misader Shenemar Shulchan Nois Valeim Lechem Aponim. And there is a question according to the first day as to why the necessity of so many shulchanos if you're not going to place the lechem on it. Al Kulanim, we've said that there were 10 shulchanos b'mei shleimai, and that was in addition to the shulchan of Moshe. And now the Gemara is going to get into a discussion as to where precisely they were placed. So Tani Mizrach u'Marav hayu nesunin divrei Rebbe. Now when you think about this again, imagine you're walking in from the east. You're walking in from the east, so in theory you have the entire east and west, the entire length of the Heichal to, so to speak, play around with, as long as all the shulchanos are on the northern side. It can go the entire east-west of the structure, providing that it is on the northern side. So says Rebbe, Mizrach u'Ma'ariv hayu nesunin divrei Rebbe, makes perfect sense. Whereas Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Omer, no, Tzafen v'Darim hayu nesunin, says the Gemara. Manda Amar Mizrach u'Ma'ariv Nicha. The opinion which says that to east and west, Rebbe's opinion, Nicha, makes sense. Kulu Ru'uyin L'Sheiris. They're all right, they're in the right place, they can all be used. Whereas Manda Amar Tzafen V'Darim, but according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, who says they were north and south, Nimtza Shulchan V'Darim, Kumtois, that at least some of the shulchanes were in the southern side. How does that work? And the Gemara leaves this with a kasha. It's an interesting tikkun chadatin, last one on the page. Meaning it was 60 long, as in 40 for the Kodesh, 20 for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it was 20 across. And if you're saying that it goes from north to south, then it comes out that the shulchanos occupy the entire width, and therefore five of them are going to be in the south. The Imkain says the Tiklin Hadatin, Hey shulchanos al karchach yu bedarim, ubekra kapid sheyu ha-shulchanos dafke betzofin. Says the Tiklin, V'nishar b'kushya, V'leichosh l'harich b'kushyeis v'acheres, Shebebavli u'liyashvam alibay, Demand the Amr Tzafen v'dar monachim. Meaning asks the Tiklin, Chadzim, you say this like a question in Yerushalmi. Meaning the Bavli, we'll say, Bishlam, according to this mandamar, it's good. The other mandamar, Michael and Maim, and we'll try and resolve it. Says the Tiklin, Chadzim, we don't really bother doing that in Yerushalmi. Mishum deles hilchas akavase, number one, and he says, "V'gam stam masniz in the menachas kavasi the Rebbe, v'lav orchad Yerushalmi laharich bepilpula shaloi aliba dehilchasah." That's not the derech of Yerushalmi to be mafalpel in something which is not aliba dehilchasah, and therefore we leave it as a kasha on Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Question is that why Talmud Bavli is much larger? Correct. Talmud Bavli is much more comprehensive, much more thorough, much more detailed, and it will spend a lot of time in, even though some of the Rishonim will say, why is it we're spending such a long time in Shitas Beis Shammai? But they will say, because it helps us understand the Me'a Nechuku, and it helps us limit and understand. But we often do that to explain other Shitas.
It said there was 10 shulchan and 11 menorahs. Where was the space for all
this? Yes, we just mentioned that. It would go literally. It would literally span. We'll leave that for after, just because we're a little bit short of time. We skip the next three words and we start from Tani. Tanya, Shulchan Haya Nasen Mechatzi Abayis V'lifnim. So the Shulchan was placed halfway through the Bayis. V'lifnim Moshech Min HaKoysel Beis Amos V'mechatzi Klapi HaTzofen. So the Shulchan, if we look at the first, if we look at the Tikkun Chazdin, two lines down, he says, HaKoysinen, we take out the first three words, Shulchan Haya Nasen Mechatzi Abayis V'lifnim Moshech Min HaKoysel Beis Amos V'mechatzi Shehechal Haya Arkei Samach Amo, the whole entire Heichal, including the Kiddush HaKadoshim, was 60. G'dechsev Abayis Asher Bona Shleima V'geima U'ma'isen Samach Hoye Esrim B'dvir the Kiddush HaKadoshim G'dechsev L'fnei Advir Esrim Amo the Heichal Arboyim, so it was 20 and 40. G'dechsev Arboyim Ba'amo Hoye Abayis Hu Heichal L'fneim Ba'Shulchanes Hoye Nesunin Be'esrim Amo Shel Heichal. So the Shulchanes were in the 20 Amos so it's kind of on the inner section, on the inner side. So it was on the inner side, the side which is closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the menorah was on the opposite side in the south. Mizbach Hazov Hayanosun Be'emtza Habayis. And the Mizbach Hazov was in the middle of the bias. Right in the middle. Chelik es habayis mechetzye, velefnim mashach kima klapi chutz. It's interesting. We're saying that the Mizbach Hazov was right smack dab in the middle. It's from here. The Chassam Sefer writes in a tshuva about the importance of the bima being in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses, as opposed to in some of the modern shuls in his time, that they insisted on placing it at the front of the shul, which kind of imitated other religions and so on. And, you know, it says that the bima is like the mizbeach. We know by Hashanah, as we go around the bima, to go around, to like just like we'd go around the mizbeach, and it has to be in the middle, like the Gemara says over here. Bakulu haya nasin mishlish habayis v'lefnim. So this was all within one shlish of the bayis. Meaning depending on whether or not we're cheshbening the 20 amos of the Kodesh HaKadosh, where you've got 60, or if we're only looking at the actual Heichal where you've got 40, but here we're reckoning also the Kodesh HaKadosh, so you've got 60 to cheshben with. Now we mentioned with regards to the 10 menorahs, which we find by Shlomo also, where were they positioned? Says the Gemara, as the menorahs as Shlomo, Shnimer v'yas es menorahs hazav. Esther Kimishpate Vayitim Behechel Hashem Vayitim Behechel, excuse me, Hei Miyamin Vehei Mismo. So they were 10 menorahs, again 5 to the right and 5 to the left. Now in Tamar Chamesh B'Tzafin Vehei V'Chamesh B'Dorim, again if you think as you're walking in from the east and 5 are on your right and 5 are on your left, that's a problem. V'Halei Ein HaMenorah K'Sheira Ela B'Dorim. The same problem which we said with the Mizbeach, we have now with the menorah, that they all have to be in the Dorim. Shenema ves ha-menorah nechach ha-shulchan. It's got to be opposite the Shulchan. The Shulchan is in the north, and it is opposite al yerach ha-mishkan teimana. So if so, matam alei mechamesh miyamin v'chamesh mismoil, ela chamesh miyamin menorah se-shulmesh v'chamesh mismoila. 5 were to the right of Moshe's, and 5 were to the left. Again, the Gemara has the same interesting machlekes tanoim. Afapikin lehaya mavir ella shel Moshe milvad. The one which was lit was Moshe's shneimar umeneras hazav v'neirisa levar be'erev be'erev. So it says umeneras b'loshen yachid, implying that that was the only one which was lit. Rabbi Yisa bei Rabbi Yuda omer al kulan haya mavir. All of them were lit, and again, it makes sense because it was a bigger structure and they needed more light. Shnemer ves hamenei rois v'nei sehem levaram kamishpat lefnei hadvir. And so it mentions menei rois v'lashin rabim, and it says about the type of gold which was used that it was zahav sagur. It was a closed type of zahav, which we'll see. Va'perach v'nei rois v'malkachayim zahav hu. So the prachim and the neiris and the tongs and so on, it was all gold, michlis zavhein. It says it was Michlois Zav. What does that mean? Kilu Zahavai, they change it to Shel Shloimai. Which means to say that kind of this gold was so good and so pure and so refined, as we'll see in a minute, that it kind of closed off any other gold. Meaning as soon as this gold was seen, any other gold in the market was kind of sogur. It was just finished. It was finished vis-a-vis the pureness of the gold which was used for Shleimah. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yehuda v'Shemasi, Hayesh Shleimah Neitel Elef Kikrei Zahav. He would take 1,000 kikarm of Zav, Umachlisan Lekur. He would put it in the furnace, Umoitzian Ad Shehu Mamidan Al Achas. And he would refine it and purify until it was one kikar's worth of the purest gold. L'kayimash never kikar zahav tar asa isa begoymer. Tanya amar Rabbi Yosi bei Rabbi Yehuda ma'isa b'mineris zahav shasa meisha b'midbar v'isi yisirid dinar zahav. It was one dinar above, I guess, the requisite purification which they were looking to achieve. And they put it into the fire 80 times to purify it. But they were not able to purify it any further. And the Gemara says, and it's good, it's okay, because until it's kind of reached its level of purity. So then, having chasis again, it's chasir a lot. It goes down, it keeps going down every single time. Min du kaim al barare le chasiklum. But once it reaches the level of purification, then it does not go down anymore. So I guess they got it as pure as they could have hoped to achieve, and that's how it remained. Good, says the Mishnah Vayter, last Mishnah of the parak. The Mishnah says, Shleisha Asar Shefares Hayu B'Migdash. There were 13 Shefares in the Migdash. And we mentioned that the Shefares, it was shaped like a Shefar, so that the Ramoyim were not able to remove coins from them. So it had a narrow opening and it got progressively wider. And there were 13 of these. And again, this is all going back to the beginning of the Perek. That's how we began. It's interesting how, even though we began Shleishas Arshifares, so this is the last thing that we explain. Mind you, that is the derech of the Tana at times to do that. Sometimes he as the Gemara Masech Nadarim speaks about how the Tana mentions a list of things, then he goes to explain them in sometimes a different order. So Shleishas Arshifares Hayib Migdosh, the Kosev Aleihen, and it said on them the following: Tiklin Chadatin, the new coins, the new Shkalim. V'tiklin atikin of the old shkalim, kinin v'goizli ayla. I mean, the third one was kinin, the fourth one was goizli ayla. Now we know, we'll see exactly what kinin and what goizli ayla is. The fifth one was eitzim, which was money which was donated for eitzim l'maracha. So they would put coins in for the sake of purchasing wood for the maracha. Number six was Lavina. A person wanted to donate money for the sake of buying frankincense. Zahav Lekapiris. And we'll see that when it says Lekapiris, it means like for Kalim, for the use within Kalim, either to line the Kalim, for the sake of Kalim. That is number seven. And then Shisha Linadav. And another six Shefres were used for general Nadava. And we'll see in the Gemara why the necessity of six. Why not just have one big chest and just anyone can put extra coins in there? Let's see the first carbonate on the Mishnah. He says, Tiklin Chatatin, Shaboyet Neisnin Shikle Shanazu. As we saw at the beginning of the Masechta, Ukshmagia Zmanatruma, when it was the time for the Gizbar to be Torem Nalishka, to remove, and we saw that this took place three times a year. We saw the praise of Pesach, the praise of Tzeres, the praise of Chag. So when it was time to be Torim, begizma mitzi kol hashkolim shebeshayfar v'neisnan lelishka kedei sheyitrimu mehem v'asheni kosev alav tiklin atikin. The second shayfar was called the tiklin atikin, the old shkolim. What's that? Someone who didn't bring his master shekel this year, well, that he would bring the following year. Even though we saw in the beginning of the Masechta that there was a concept of memashkinin alashkolim, which means that if a person did not bring his shekel on time, so then the bezdin would go out and there would be memashkin alashkolim. And so, but nevertheless, if for whatever reason it wasn't brought in 1 year, and then they would bring it the following year. And it went to the Shiari Halishka. Vagimel, the third one, Kosovo Kinin. The Hein Tyrin Gedolim. So these were turtle doves, as in mature doves. Vadala the Goizle Oila. The Hein Bnei Yona. These are the younger ones. Aktanim. The Hulan Oilais. And these, the third and the fourth shafris, which were used for the kinin and the goizli oila, according to the first opinion, all of these were oilais. Aval lekine chayva lehaya shafar kedemufarish begemara. In other words, we recall from Maseches Kinin not so long ago, and that let's say, you know, we had examples of a zava and the yeledis, when women would bring kinin, so if it was a ken chayva, so one was a chatas and one was an oila, and it was brought for a chayv, and we have there in the Masechta, what happens if it gets mixed up? If it gets mixed up with other chayvos, or if it gets mixed up with nidavos, and so on. But here, we're saying according to the Tanakhama, when it says in the Mishnah, kinin, the goizle oila, it's all referring to nedavis. We're not discussing over here kinei chayva, and we'll see why. So back in the Mishnah, we said. So again, we said mishlei evi eshtak et shekel l'shan haba. Someone who didn't bring the machzor shekel would bring it the next year. Kinin hein tyrin v'goizli yoyla hein b'nei yoyna. So the kinin were the adult doves, turtle doves, and the goizli yoyla were the ketanim the b'nei yoyna. And the Tanakhama Rebbe Yehuda says, Kulon Oilois Div Rebbe Yehuda. In other words, Rebbe Yehuda did not want to learn that the shofar in the Migdash, which was for kinin, was every time a woman, let's say, needed to bring a ken chayva, she would put the coins in this shofar, and the money would go for the sake of the purchase of the kinin chayva. We'll have to see why. And they were all Oilois according to Rebbe Yehuda. Whereas the Chachamim Ma'imrim, no, kinin, echad chatas ve'echad oila. No, the kinin were used for the regular chayva. And the goizlei oila, that was kulan oilais. Now, ha'omer horei olai eitzim. If a person says it's incumbent upon me to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash, so how much does he need to bring? Lo yifchis mishnei gzirin. He needs to bring two chunks of wood. If a person says he's going to bring levaina, then lo yifchis mi kaimetz, he needs to bring a kaimetz worth of levaina. If you look at the tikkun hadatin, five lines down, second column, first word, lo yifchis mi kaimetz shezeu shiur levaina sheba im hamincha. This was the amount which would come with a mincha, and that's going to be ultimately the source. Therefore, one needs to bring at least a kumitz worth of levaina. If a person says zahav, lo yifchis mi dinar zav, and the Gemara will get into is the case where the person said, I'm going to bring zahav, or did he say, I'm going to bring a matbeya of zav? Maybe that's the case in the Mishnah, but if he says zav, he can bring even less. We'll see. Now, shisha l'nedava, we said six of them which were written in Nadava. So Nadava Mahayu Aisinba, what did they do with it? Lekhinba Oilois. They would buy Oilois. So the money which was deposited into the six shofaris, which we said all six of them said the word Nadava on them, and we have yet to explain why and the necessity of six separate banks, six shofaris. But what do they do with it? They would use it to buy Oilois. Now, Habasar l'shem, the boss would go on the mizbeach l'Hashem, and oirois l'kahanim, and the hides would go to the Kehanim. Ze Medrash Dorish Yehoyada Kohen Gadol. So Yehoyada, who was a Kohen Gadol on the time of the Bais Rishon, he made this drasha. Meaning the Pasuk says, Asham Hu, Ashoim, Asham, Lashem. Now we know with a carbon Asham, on the one hand, it's got a similarity to a Chatas, in that the Basar is Nechal L'Kahanim. But here, the Pasuk seems to be a little bit of a stira mi-reisha l'seifa. Because the Reisha says, Asham Hu, implying it's a regular Asham. But then it says, Ashem, Asham, Lashem. Implying that for some reason this Asham is Lashem, indicating that there are times when it's Kulay Lashem. So, what did he say? Zaklal calls you Ba Mishum Chatas Mishum Ashma. So, with the money which was donated, then Yilakach Behen Oilois, Basel Lashem, the Oireis Lakahanim, meaning the meat will be offered up like a carbon oila. And the Oireis will go l'kehanim, nimtu shnei ksuvin kayamin. I mean, Asham Lashem, on the one hand, it's the meat will not be consumed by the kehanim like a regular Asham, that's the chalik of Asham Lashem. So, and also Asham Lakayin, that is referring to the Oireis. V'aymer kesef Asham, the kesef chatas, lo yuva beis Hashem l'kehanim yiyu. So once again, it mentions that there is some element that needs to go to the Kohanim. So this was almost like the Peshara. This is the way that he dashed in the Pasuk from the apparent Sthira between the Reisha to the Sefer. So Al Kapanim, we've said that there were 13 Shefaris in the Mikdash. We've got the new Shkolim, the old Shkolim that somebody didn't bring. We have a Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to if the Kinin was Kinin of an Adava, or according to the Chachamim, was Kinei Chayva. Everyone agrees that Gozli Ayla, the fourth one, was just for Aylais. And then we have the fifth one, if someone wanted to donate his money for the purchase of wood. The sixth, if someone wanted to donate his money for the purchase of Levina. The seventh, if someone wanted to give Zahav to fix up Kalim. And then we had six, which went for a Nadava. Good. Zagbi Gemara. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yehuda lo yahaya shofar shel kinin b'Yerushalayim mipnei hatarovis. So Gemara is now explaining the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda said that the shofar of kinin was not for kinei chayva? Why? So Amr Rabbi Yehuda lo yahaya shofar shel kinin b'Yerushalayim mipnei hatarovis. The reason why is there would be problems with Taravis. If you look at the Karban Aida, Mipnei HaTaravis, let's just see from the beginning, Lo Yashay Fishal Kinin, the first one in the Gemara, Lo Yashay Fishal Kinin Chayva Kigin Zav, Vizava, Vyeledis, Sheyitnu Lesechay Mois, Kishim Shayu Shayfres Lekenin Nadava, Kidis Namim Masis, and why not? It's so easy. Anyone who has to bring a pair of birds for a chayv would put 50 shekel in, however much it costs to buy two birds. You pop it in the shofar, and you can assume Kohanim's reason. They will take care of it, and you know that you're good to go. So as you know, when it comes to kinei chayva, don't put your money in the shofar. Why? Mibnei atarovus. Shema tomus achas mi oysan shenosnu mois b'shofar. Havali mois chatas shemesu baalem uravin imak sheiris v'hakol psulin v'holchin liyam amelach. Because you might have a problem. Let's say someone put the money in, and then the person died. The person died before they were makriv, the kinin. So then you've got. We know that when it comes to a carbon chatas, we learn from Halacha Mishmei Sinai one of the times where we say that there's several chatas which are meses. And one of them is Mesu Ba'aleha. And if the money, it's Mois of a Chatesh or Mesu Ba'aleha, it's Ma'uruv with the rest of the money. And even though there is a discussion about why don't we say Bittul, but Lamaisat, we don't say it. And everything would be problematic. And therefore, the whole thing would have to be Hoylech Liyam HaMelach. And therefore, said Rabbi Yehuda, you don't do it. So again, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Lehaya Sheva Shalkin Mirushalayim. Mibnei Hataravis, Shema Thomas Achas, Venimsu Dmei Hatois, Mises, Muravis Ben. Frag the Gemara about Tanya, Ha'ish, Shamra, Haray, Olai Ken, Me Via, Deme Ken, Venesnase, Beshefar. A woman who says, I have to bring a Ken. So she brings the value, the money for the Ken, Venesnase, Beshefar, Va'echeles, Bekotshim, and the Eina Cheshashis, Sheminis Atzel Behen. She doesn't need to worry that maybe the Kohen was lax in bringing it. In other words, she is allowed to eat kodshim that night because the Kohanim has reason. She doesn't have to worry that maybe they were nisatzel then, number one. And number two, the ein hakoyen cheshish shema dmei hatoyis meisoyis mu ravoyis behen. And we don't need to worry that maybe there's money of someone who subsequently died. Says the Kohen Eidah, the ein hacheshish shema nisatzel behen. Let's just see that. The Hazak al Bezin Shalkanim Shinim Ein Misham Actually Yichu Kol Mois Shal Oisik Shayfar. We know the Kohanim has reason, and they will deal with it speedily. Kadesh Layam Yichu Mechus Shikapar the Kachim. And it says the Ein Hakayin Chayshesh V'Loi Polik Reb Yehuda. And we see Reb Yehuda does not disagree with this. So you're telling me that the reason why Reb Yehuda says in the Mishnah that the Shayfar which was marked Kinin was not for kinei chayva, for fear that maybe the bailim would die, and then you've got money of chatas shemesu ba'ale, and the whole thing is a tarevis, the whole thing is more of an everything, we'd have to go to the Yam HaMelech. But we see in this braisa that the kohen is not chayshish shema dmei chates meses muravis ben, and we see the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree, says the Kohen Eidah, v'leh palag Rabbi the mashma, the kuli alma maidim delay chayshin and shema mesa achas mehen, we're not concerned. Says the Gemara, no. Ki kamrinen b'chatois shemesu ba'alehen vadai. Says the Kohen Eidah, mishani ki kamrinen l'Rabbi Yehuda d'chayish l'tarevis haynu shi'evadalan shebevadai meis echad mehanesnen l'teich ha'shefer. Nimsa Shein Muravis. In a case where we heard about it for sure that it happened, then he is chayshish for it. Or some say, I think the if you look at the Tikkun Chaditin, it says slightly different, about six lines down. We're concerned we are concerned that maybe in the future we will hear Bivadai Bivirur Shemesa Echad Venimsa Kulan Azli Ibud Avolamecha Shematomus Lechashinim. To be concerned that maybe she did die already, that we don't have to do. Lechatchila, we are Chayshish, and therefore we say don't do that. But if it was done, we're not Chayshish, and that Lamafreya, maybe she died already. Says the Gemara, the E Amrinan, the Gaon adds in the word Breira. If we hold of the concept of Breira, Nivrar Dalad Zuzei, Vinishti, Binahara, the Idach Lishteru. Meaning, I don't understand Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? The concern is that maybe a woman, she subsequently died. The reason why the Shofar in the Mikdash, which says Kinin, cannot be referring to kinei chayva is because maybe the woman subsequently died, and then it's mois of a chata shemesu ba'aleh, and the whole thing has to be halach liyam ha'melech. Why? Let me take out four coins. I'll say yesh breira, and I'll say it's huvra hadover that these coins which I'm taking out will be of the woman who died. Will be of the woman who died. We'll say yesh breira, as we often say. You know, a person wants to take truma, so if a person is a kehyan, mi ben akusim, and shnei lugin shani osid lahafresh, and so on, we'll say yesh breira, like we say all over the place. Now, even in the case of misa, what exactly is the concern? Let's see the carbon away the way he puts the three lines down. Part of the amrin and kalimer amaya, the nivra dalad zuzi. The mehatas when named the Elohim, the mehatas shemesu baalein v'ashay yikrivu, and so on. So why don't we just do that? Says the Gemara, a very simple answer. Ha amrinin ba'alma, Rabbi Yehuda less le breiro. It's a nice question, but we are going, this whole discussion is going within Rabbi Yehuda, And Shita Rabbi is Ein Breira. Rabbi Yosa Bei Rabbun Amar Rabba Bar Mamo Boy. Amar, the person says, Haray Alai Eitz. Maybe Gizar Echad. Meaning, we said in the Mishnah that if a person says that he's going to bring Eitzim, he needs to bring two lumps, two chunks of wood. So they asked this question, if a person is Harei Alai Eitz, what is the din? If you look at the Karban Eidah, five lines down, meaning, is the Mishnah saying that two is the minimum, no matter what? Whether you said Eitzim, or even eights, or maybe the only reason why two is the minimum is because you said eight sim. But if you said eight, you can bring one. So we say maybe gizr echad. You can bring one single chunk of wood. Amr blazar masnisa amr kein. It's maduk like this in the Mishnah also. Shezeh karben bifnei atzmei, vizeh karben bifnei atzmei. It's maduk that each one of them is considered to be a karben bifnei atzmei. Kehayde tanin and taman. Shnayim biyadin shnei gizri eitzim. The two kahanim, each of them was holding a gezer of eitz. So from the fact that each of them was holding a chunk of wood, so you see that each of them is considered to be a carbon b'fnei atzmei. That's the way the Karban Eidah says it. Shnayim v'shnayim shnei kahanim biyadin shnei gizri eitzim biyad kol echad gizar echad shmamina shekol achas carbon b'fnei atzmei. So you see, therefore, that each of them is considered to be a carbon b'fnei atzmei. Good. We take out the next words. Carbon rabbis is eitz. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar. So these gizri eitzim, these chunks of wood. So we say uvion, the thickness was an amma, the amma sechekes, with a wider six tefach amma. The arkon and the length was also ba'ama, but it's an amma geduma, which is a smaller tefach. Reb Chuni b'shem Reb Ami is chaylek, and I believe it's the Kameda who says he's chaylek on the ovi, and he says no. Kemin trutoni, it was a much thinner. It was much, much thinner. It did not need to be so wide. Amar Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak. Lefi shleihaya mokum hamaracha ela amo al amo. This Lefi is coming to explain why is it that both opinions say that when it comes to the length of the chunk of wood, it should be an amo geduma. Why should it be the more narrow, the smaller amo? The reason is lefi shleihaya mokum hamaracha ela amo al amo. Because the actual place of the pyre itself was exactly amal ama, lafikach lo yahaya boy ela ama geduma. Therefore, we wanted the wood not to jut out and stick out at all, and therefore we wanted it to be an ama geduma. If you look at the Tiklin Chazetin in the wide lines, four lines down, lafishlo yahaya deboyinin eitzim al gabe hamizbeach. It's got to be al gabe mizbeach. It cannot protrude and stick out at all. Hence, we wanted it to be the slightly smaller ama. We also learned ama yisoid, ama seviv, ama karkov, ama kronis, ama maracha. Meaning there was the base, which was an ama, the seviv, which was like the ledge around, the karkav, which was the walkway, the kronis, the maracha, they all had measurements of an amma, and therefore it was necessary to ensure that everything fit exactly within the prescribed areas. We said if a person says, Harei alai levayna leifchis mikoymetz, he needs to bring a kemitza's worth of levayna. So we say, Nemar kan, Azkara. It says over here by Lechem Aponim the word Azkara. The name of Alan Azkara, and it says by the Karban Mincha also Azkara. Maskara Homer Lahalon by the Mincha Mulei Kaimitz. It means a Kaimitz worth of Levina. Afaskara Amar Kan by Lechem Aponim is also going to be a Malay Koymet's worth. Frag the Gemara, the E, Maskara Amura Lalon, Shnei Kumtzin. Ah, so if by the Askara, which it says by Lechem Aponim, it's two Kumtzin, Afaskara Amar Kan should also be Shnei Kumtzin. Maybe we should say that. So let's look at the gears of the Gra over here in Hay. The Gra says, Amr Rab Ila, no. Klum lamdu lekemetz milechem aponim elami mincha lamdu. Ultimately, the source is from mincha. It's all ultimately learned out from mincha. So, malahalan kimutz elami mincha lamdu. Which is full stop. And that's already going to be the answer. So therefore the answer is going to be, we are learning out from Mincha, and being that Mincha is one single Kemitza, so it's over here, if a person says Horei Alai, it's going to be one single Kemitza. Now this is going to be another question. Mal halon kimutz ahoser kosher, afkan kimutz ahoser kosher. This is going to be a new thing. And just like over there, if the kimutz is a little bit lacking, it's still okay. So it's over here, if the kimutz is lacking, it's okay. Let's see how he explains it. He says, "Vachi perushe, Rabbi Ila ba listar madi his chalilim ad milechem aponim." Meaning, originally we thought we're going to learn out from lechem aponim. The Amar Zakr Bila no, chlum lamdu lekemitz milechem aponim, the chishiyur lekemitz levoina hein haba ima mincha hein bivniatzmi lamdu milechem aponim elami mincha lamdu. Ultimately, everything is learned from Mincha k'damina b'menachas, v'chziv v'heirim mimeno b'kumtzoi, miselis ha-mincha o'mishamna, v'eskal ha-levoina, so makish levoina l'harama d'mincha. Now harama d'mincha is a kemetz, af levoina gam ken kemetz, full stop. So therefore, ultimately we're coming to ask, what is the shear of levoina a person needs to give? It's not two, the shear of two kemetzes, because ultimately we're learning out from Mincha. Now, the next stage of the Gemara is Umina. And from that, we can deduce another din. Umina will say, Malahalan kimutz achaser is kosher, afkan kimutz achaser kosher, and so on. So that is the way the Gra reads this Gemara. So let's just see this one more time. We said, Levon leitchas mikemetz, nemakan askara, nemalahalan askara, Askar Amal Halan, Malay Kemetz, Afaskar Amar Kan, Malay Kemetz. That's how much you have to bring if you say Hare Alai Levoina. We said, Ima Askar Amar Lahalan by Lechem Aponim, by Lechem Aponim, it's Shnei Kumtzin. Afaskar Amar Kan is going to be Shnei Kumtzin. And that Reb Ila comes and says, no. Ultimately, the original source is from Mincha. And by Mincha, it's only one. So too, by your case of Ned, it's going to be one. And then we say a new thing, and just like we're learning out from Mincha, the Malalan Kemetz Achaser is kosher, the Goyen's Gersha, Gersha Afkan, Kemetz Achaser will be kosher. Good. On Rabbi Yosef Milsa, the Rabbi Ila Amra, says Rabbi Yosef Milsa, the Rabbi Ila Amra. Meaning it's from the way that Tikkun Hadin explains Milsa, the Rabbi Ila Amra, says Midvarav Muchach, from his words it comes out, that Hamis Nadev Levoina Mevia Bekumtzei Shel Kohen. If a person says, I'm going to bring Levoina, so how should they be Mishayer the Kohenet's worth? So we know Kohenet's is three fingers worth, so how are you going to be Mishayer the amount of the Kohenet's? So Mils de Rabbi Yila Amr, from the words of Rabbi Yila, it comes out that Hamis Nadev Levoina Mevia Bekumtzei Shel Kohen. It should be the sheer kemitza of the Kohen. What does that mean? Says the Tikkun Chadatin. About 7-8 lines at the bottom. Ach yesina misnadav lovoina. Mevia Bekumtzei Shel Kohen. The hoyel de lamed mi mincha, being that ultimately the source of everything is from a regular mincha. Vidinoi ki lovoina haba im ha mincha. Aflakula imkein lakula milsen shavye. We're going to learn it out. We're going to equate it to everything. The misharinen bishir kumse shol yad hakayin. We're not going to use the bilam's hand when reckoning the shear, but we're going to use the kayin who's on duty at the time, and that is going to be the shear with which he needs to donate the Levona. Says the Gemara, Reb Chizkiya v'shem Reb Yirmiyahu afilu b'kemetz ha'bailam. He disagrees, and he says, no, you even use the kemetz of the bailam.
Are
we talking about the Kohen Gadol here? Well, that depends on the Girsa. It depends on the different Girsas over here. I guess it's the one who's on duty on the time. That's what I was assuming. You know, the one when he's actually coming to do it. If you say Kohen Gadol, then it's easy to figure out. Maybe that's what it has to do with it. The question is, you know, how would you know which Kohen you're going to be Mishar with? If it's the Kohen Gadol, then it's very clear. If it's the Kohen, is it the one who happens to be on duty? Is it the one who, at the time when he made the Nadava? Maybe it has to do with that. Let's just see if we can finish. We said, Zav lo yifchais. If a person says, Harelai Zav, they need to give a particular coin. What was it? What was this coin? A dinar, we said. A dinar Zav. Amr v'lazav ahusha hizkir tsura. That's only if they said tsura. Avon lo yizkir tsura may the afilu tsinora. They could even bring a much smaller one. So if they mention a tsura, i.e. a coin, so then they send them to bring a matbeya, so they need to bring a dinar zav. But if they don't mention a coin, they could bring something much smaller. Now we said there were six shofreis linadava. So hizkir amar, what's the six? Keneged shisha bate avos. We know there were six bate avos. They would divide up the week, and each base av would work on a different day, and then they'd all be together on Shabbos. If you look at the tiklan hadithin, keneged vav bate shakol mishma chaluk levav bate avos, keneged vav yemei ashavua. Zay v'diyem of zay yem of a Shabbos kolon shavin lekach tikkun vav shayfres. Why? Shlo yitzel zeh mi shayfres shol zeh v'lei asi lein suyei. Meaning, it's much easier every single day. There's a different base av and so on. This way, we want to have six separate shayfres to avoid any type of conflict. Our pada amar keneged sheish behemes. It corresponds to the six behemes par egel sar ayel gediv etzla. Shmuel Arma Keneged, Shisha Karbanes, Kini Zavin, Kini Zaves, Kini Yoldes, Chateis HaShomis, HaMenachis HaSiris Eifa. Arma Rabiech, and Ayidei, Shehanadava Maruba, Ribula, Shefres Harbe. Rabiech says a different reason. The reason why we have six Shefres, meaning why not have just one big Shefres, very simple, very practical reason. If you have one huge box, so then there will be problems. What's the problem? Says in the Tiklin Chadatin, two lines on the bottom, Shefres Harbe, Kidei Shelo Yisafshu Hamois, and so on. Otherwise, the money, it's going to have such a great big box, and you've got so many coins inside the box, so the coins will get, it'll be hot, and it'll get moldy, and so on, and therefore you have six box, it's a better thing to do. Now, we mentioned before the Drosha of Yehoyada, in reference to the pasuk which said Ashem Hu Ashem Ashem Lashem, that some of it goes to the Kehanim, some of it goes Lashem. So we mention Ukechalesim Hiviu Lefnei HaMelech, meaning this is referring to a time when they were Meshapates the Beis HaMikdash. They had to do Shiputzim for the Beis HaMikdash, they had to do renovations, and it says over there it's Mashma that there were two Shofreis with which people made donations. It says, "Kachalei semevir of Ne'amelach v'yo yada shemem bar Nachman v'shem Rabbi Yonas and amashtei nedaveis asa." It's mashma that there were two boxes, and when they asked for people to donate towards the renovations, there were shtei nedaveis. There were two boxes. There were two boxes. Look at the last Tiklin Chadatin. He says, "Kamei shkaz mivim va'agav shemazkir b'masnis and medrash yehoyada layuva beis Hashem and darish lahani kroy." But Rami Kroya Adadi, we're going to ask a stira in Pesukim. So the first opinion says that there were two Nadavis, Shtei Nadavis Asa. Tani Devei Rabbi Shmuel Nadav Achas. No, there was only one single Shofar which was used for the donations to make the renovations. V'chsev Yirma Melech V'yasu Aroin Echad. V'yidneu Behechol Beis Hashem. It was one single Aroin, one box. And people made donations in the one single box. What happened? The Yikav Chor B'daltai, they bore a hole inside, and people put the coins inside. It was one single box. But there's another passage which seems to indicate that they put the box outside. meaning was the box placed inside, or was it placed outside? If you look at the top line of the Korban Edom, he says, "Vayasu arayin v'yidneu b'shar beis Hashem achutza mashma de beis arayinis asa echad mi b'fnim v'echad mi b'chutz u'mistama l'shnei minim nedavis asa ison." So were there two boxes for two different types of nedavas, or was there only one box for one type of nedava? So we say, Amar Rav Chuna, Mipnei Hatmeim. Really, there was only one box. And at times it was taken outside, Mipnei Hatmeim. Says the Karban Eda, La'olam Nedava Achas Haisa, Ela Sheyahoyada Nosnu Mibifnim, Avala Melech Amishid Neu Bachutz, Kadei Sheyuchlu Gam Hatmeim, Dahinu Tmei Meis, Hasheret Litan Lasech Hashem, Mutam Lavi B'machna Leviya. There was one box. Originally it was inside, the Melech said put it outside so that the Tmeim could also make donations. Reb Chanina b'shem Reb Yosef al shem ach lo yasu beis Hashem sipais kesev mizamrois. What does this mean? Let's see the Karban Eda al shem kolemer al karachach lemer d'shtei nedavis hayu. There were two nedavis the b'malachim ksiv ach lo yasu beis Hashem sipais mizamrois min a kesev amu beis Hashem. And there's one passage which says they did not make musical instruments. Ubedire yamim ksiv ukachaleisam. Est shara kesev v'yasu kli sharis. They did use it for kelim. Elavade d'shtei nedavas hayu. Really, there were two nedavas in a kesev amu v'beis Hashem, and for the money which came inside into the beis Hashem, v'ainu hanedava haksuva b'malachim. From those donations leinasu kli sharis avu minedava haksuva midivrei hayomim, and that was the one which was nitna chutz l'beis Hashem mimenu asu kli sharis. It's from that that they made the clay sharis for the Beis Hashem. Okay.